Welcome to Face to Face. Face to Face is an in-depth look at the life and career of a popular sports figure from a Christian perspective. Now, here's your host of Face to Face, Tom Rust.
All right, thank you very much, and welcome to Face to Face. We're glad to have you with us, and hope that we can provide a little encouragement for you during this really rugged time. There's no doubt about that. The virus continues, and sports has come to a halt. There's just no real sports out there. In fact, the other night I was in a place where they show sports, and the only thing they could find was horse racing from some track I'd never heard of. But that's about it. There's just not a whole lot out there. But one of the things that has happened since the last time we talked to you is at least the sports leagues are trying to figure out how somewhere down in the future they're going to get together and going to get the leagues back going, get players back involved. And this particularly involves baseball. Will the baseball season happen this year? I think that's one of the things that everybody's trying to figure out. Will there be a baseball season? We don't know. But one of the things that I love is baseball. It's one of my favorite sports, if not my favorite sport. And I always enjoy talking to baseball players. And we're sharing an interview with you today of a baseball player that recently retired. He retired after last year, so he did not retire because of the virus. His name is Nick Hundley, and Nick was a catcher, and he was a catcher for a number of different teams. He was with the San Diego Padres from 2008 to 2014. He was briefly with the Baltimore Orioles, Colorado Rockies, San Francisco Giants, Oakland A's. And last year, he signed on with the Philadelphia Phillies, although he never really got to play for them. So his last real team he played for was the Oakland A's, where he was for a major portion of last year. And we had a chance to talk to him at Citi Field in the dugout of the San Francisco Giants. One of the moments that's just very memorable in my life. One thing that I just really will always treasure, the fact that I had a chance to sit in the San Francisco Giants dugout at Citi Field, which was the home of the New York Mets. The Giants were playing the Mets. And right there next to LaGuardia, with the planes going over, a chance to talk to Nick. In fact, as you listen to this interview, you'll hear some planes going over, because they go over about every 30 seconds, I think, there at LaGuardia. Or at least they have up until recently. But Nick Hundley, great guy, retired, still in baseball, recently got a job as one of the assistants, along with former San Francisco Giant player Gregor Blanco. Nick and Gregor Blanco are going to be in charge of something, assistant to the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. There are a number of people who are involved in overseeing the game in just about every aspect that there is. And Nick's going to be in charge of a lot of different things that involve overseeing umpires, for instance, kind of overseeing what happens when you have to discipline a ball player, just a number of different things. You might call him a baseball bureaucrat, although I think that's probably an unfair title. But he's going to stay in the game. And he and I, after this interview, had a chance to connect and actually have talked recently. And he's just a fantastic guy and a fantastic Christian. And wanted you to hear this interview that we did with Nick Hundley of the commissioner's office. So we'll take a break and be back. You are listening to Face to Face. All right, thank you very much, and welcome to Face to Face. We're glad to have you with us, and if you're familiar with Major League Baseball, you might know that we are at LaGuardia Stadium, and LaGuardia, we have planes flying over all the time. Our guest is Nick Hundley, who's the catcher for the San Francisco Giants. Nick, first of all, thanks for being a part of Face to Face. Appreciate it.
Hey, Tom, thanks for the invite. It's awesome to be here.
You bounced around a little bit in the Major Leagues, but you 6 years you were with the San Diego Padres, and I know that's a team that probably probably was close to your heart. Tell me what your best memory are of the San Diego Padres.
Yeah, I was drafted and came up in the minor leagues with the Padres. Was thankful for that opportunity. Made my debut in 2008 with them. My first daughter was born in San Diego when I was playing there in 2013. A lot of good memories there for sure.
I've ran into a couple of major leaguers who are friends of yours. One passes along his greeting, but a guy by the name of Eric Stoltz, who that you know. And do you make a lot of friends along the way, particularly as a catcher? You have to know a little bit about guys like Eric, what their tendencies are. And I think that's one thing. Catcher doesn't just squat back there and catch the ball. You got to know a lot about the guys, don't you?
Yeah, that's the cool part about catching. You have the ability to interact with every single person on the team. You know, you're involved with all the position players, infielders, outfielders, starting pitchers, bullpen guys, the whole coaching staff. So, you know, you're involved with probably 30, 40 different guys on a daily basis. So to be able to interact with all those guys on a different level is huge.
You were traded to Baltimore in 2014. American League and the National League, totally different because of designated hitter. But tell me a little bit about the pitching. Is there a pitching difference between American League and National League pitchers?
You know what? When I went over there, I thought at that time, the starting pitching in the National League that we faced was really good. And I got traded over there. I thought the bullpens in the American League were unbelievable. So if you didn't get the starter, it was going to be really tough to score late. And that's kind of been the trend moved over to the National League, too. The bullpens have really gotten stronger and better. And, you know, I think we played the Royals in the playoffs to go to the World Series, and they had Wade Davis and Kelvin Herrera and Greg Holland, guys that were shutting games out. And we had Darren O'Day and Andrew Miller and Zach Britton, and it was like a battle of the bullpens. It was an awesome series.
You talk about that. You talk about your time with Baltimore. You also played with Colorado a little bit. We'll talk about that in a minute. But through all the teams that you have played with and all the years that you have played, is there a game or a moment that stands out in your career?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously, my debut was amazing. I debuted 4th of July in Arizona. I went to school in Tucson, so to debut in Phoenix with my family and a bunch of friends there was amazing. The first game back after we had our first daughter in 2013, I hit a home run. It was probably one of the most emotional times of my career. Making the playoffs with Baltimore in 2014 and playing the playoffs, that was incredible. And then probably last year with winning the William McCovey Award in San Francisco and having my family on the field right before a game with my girls, that was wild too. So probably those ones.
Tell me about what's called the Willie Mack Award, the William McCovey. He's obviously an icon in San Francisco and in all of baseball. But tell me about that award, and you've already talked about what it meant to you. But tell me what is that award?
It's just it's voted on by the players and your coaching staff and your peers every year. And just kind of in honor of Willie and what he's meant to the organization, kind of a leadership, performance, everything kind of wrapped up, inspirational award. It was really humbling to see Willie out there and get to hang out with him and then all the players that have won it before in an unbelievable organization like the Giants. So it was really humbling.
You get a chance when you're playing in the majors, you get a chance to be a mentor and you get a chance to be mentored by some people. One of the best players in the league, of course, is Buster Posey, the catcher for the San Francisco Giants. Are you a mentor to him, or do you learn from him?
I think we do both. You know, I pick his brain a lot. He comes to me every now and then. He's a strong believer, so we talk about our families, our lives. We talk about Jesus. We talk about baseball. We might talk about baseball the least, actually. But, yeah, he's an unbelievable baseball player, but even better person.
Now, one of the things in your career is that's been a problem has been injuries. You, as with any catcher, you're going to have problems, but I know you've had a number of injuries that have set you back, and that's got to be troubling when you come out, you're ready to play, and something happens. What do you have, elbow, wrist, and maybe even some others that I don't know about. Tell me a little bit about what those injuries have done to you.
Yeah, I've had a couple surgeries, a couple DL stints. You know, obviously when you love doing something and it's taken away from you because you're not able to play and you're injured, it's tough. But at the same time, you know that you have to do everything in your power to stay on the field and prepare physically and mentally every day to be healthy and stay on the field. And then if you don't, at the end of the day, you know you've done all you can to be out there and be ready to play.
Give me a little inside baseball. When you're playing a game, you know, we're here in New York, you're playing the Mets, obviously, you're a long way from home, you're on a road trip. How do you prepare for a game, particularly in knowing what the players, what your pitchers are going to do and what the hitters are going to do? How do you prepare?
Yeah, we watch a lot of tape. After this interview, we'll go in and I'll meet with our starting pitcher and our pitching coach, and we'll sit down and really talk about game plans. And then on my end, it's my job to formulate a plan to, if things don't go well, what we can do to make adjustments in game and where we can go if we don't have it. So
you've been on a number of different teams. We talked about San Diego, where you started out, and then you went to Baltimore. I think you played for the Colorado Rockies for a couple of years, and then now you're over here with the Giants. Is it from team to team? I know there's a real fraternity among baseball players. I know you have guys all over the league that you think a lot of and that you're friends with, but is it going from one organization to another? Is there a kind of a learning curve, kind of an adjustment, or are all the organizations pretty much the same?
No, that's the cool part about baseball is, you know, different organizations are in different stages, and, you know, when I was in Colorado, it was more of a rebuild mode and we had a lot of young players, young pitchers, try to get them along, and, you know, they obviously were playing really well. San Diego was kind of the same. 1 year we won, but the five other ones, we weren't very good. In Baltimore, we were a couple games over 500, and Buck Showalter said, this team's built to win. This isn't good enough. So just the expectations in the clubhouse, in the front office. The Giants organization expects to win the World Series every year, which is awesome, especially with a lot of teams in rebuild mode, stuff like that. At this stage of my life, I'm excited about winning. So to be in an organization that expects to win is really, really awesome.
Yeah, there's got to be a difference, too, when you come out. It's a long season. It's 162 games plus spring training. When you're in the hunt, and you guys are still in the hunt for the wild card anyway and still have a good shot, what's it like being on a team that where the expectations are strong and where you got a chance to play, and being on a team like the Giants last year had a struggling year? I think they're about 30 games out.
Yeah.
What's the difference in the clubhouse? What's the difference, and what can you do as a leader to change things?
Yeah, I think the way you lead through those scenarios is make sure you're consistent and make sure your actions back up what you're saying, because we're around these guys for so long that if you say something and do another, you're going to get exposed for sure. So to be able to be around every day and make sure that you're coming with it and you're doing everything you can on a daily basis to give your teammates the best chance to be successful based on your performance, I think people will follow that for sure.
Nick Hundley is our guest. He's the catcher. He's going to play tonight as the San Francisco Giants take on the New York Mets. We'll take a break and be back, so don't go away. You're listening to Face to Face. Welcome back to Face to Face. Glad to have you with us. Nick Hundley's our guest, and Nick, again, thank you for being a part of this. I know your faith is very important. That's why we have you on Face to Face, because that's what we consider very important too. Tell me a little bit about when you found Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you know, I was baptized when I was 12. I grew up in the church. My parents were amazing examples to me of loving Jesus and living it with integrity. And me and my brother grew up knowing who Jesus was. I didn't really know who he was personally. I kind of lived off my parents' faith for a long time. And I get out on my own and start to realize my relationship with Jesus is growing and my personal relationship with him, going through you know, life experiences and making mistakes and coming to the feet of Jesus with my sin and growing from there. So it's been an awesome ride. But I was very fortunate growing up with two parents who loved Jesus and lived that way.
And I'll tell you what, you in an early age got to know what it is on the big stage because of your dad.
Yeah.
Your dad was a football coach in a number of big programs. I think, UCLA, Oregon State. Were you born in Oregon? Is that right?
I was
right?
Born in Corvallis. Yep. But he was at Oregon State. He went to Utah, UCLA, Washington, Colorado, all over the place.
What do you remember about football games and big time college football?
Oh, it was awesome. We lived it. We loved Saturdays. We spent the whole week preparing, getting ready to to go. And then me and my brother, I mean, we were ball boys when we were little. We would hold the cords when coaches used to have headphones with cords, and we would sit on the sidelines and talk trash to the other team and just enjoy the environment.
Now, I'll tell you what, I think I read somewhere where you, going back to talking about your faith, how you had a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I think I read somewhere where it was either when you were in college or at University of Arizona, or maybe in your early years of pro ball, that you kind of took your faith to another level. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, well, getting out on my own and seeing the world a little bit, and you know, I had a lot of goals and aspirations to accomplish on an earthly stage, and things that I did accomplish, and then you realize that those things won't satisfy you. That's when I really realized I needed Jesus to be in my life 100%. And it was one of those things where when I made it to the big leagues and realized that nothing really changed, I knew that all this stuff I worked for, that the earthly pleasure that I worked for couldn't satisfy you. I knew it was time to give everything to Jesus.
I knew there were a couple of guys in your life, and one I know, one I don't know, Richard Lopez and Brian Hommel. I know Brian Hommel. I know what he does in spring training. I've been involved with him in his Bible studies and so on. Tell me about what those two guys mean to you. First of all, tell me about Richard Lopez and who he is.
Yeah, Richard Lopez is the FCA leader in Arizona and Tucson, where I went to school. He would lead Bible studies for the baseball team. He married me and my wife. He's one of my great mentors. Just one of those guys that I'm actually supposed to call him and have, go through a little Bible study this week with him. So one of those guys that is always pouring into me, really continued to teach me about who Jesus was, and through his struggles too. He was open with me about his life and what went on through his life and how he found Jesus. And he's poured into me and Amy as much as anybody.
And Brian Hommel, who I've been involved with because he leads Bible studies during spring training. I know that you're in the Arizona area. I know I was in a Bible study earlier this spring when Brian and a number of umpires. Tell me about Brian Hommel and what he means to you specifically.
Yeah, Brian's got an unbelievable gift. He knows Jesus as intimately as anybody that I know. And he, when he speaks, people want to hear it. I want to hear it. So as much time as I can spend around him talking about Christ with him and hearing what he has to say about, I've learned a lot from him. As much as I think that my parents, Richard Lopez and him, are the group of people I've learned more about Jesus than anybody. And we've taken trips together and went out and tried to spread the word. But he's so in tune with the Spirit and with Jesus that you can't help but want to be around him.
You got young players coming up here. The Giants particularly are a young team, a mix of veterans and young players.
Yeah.
Jesus is a big part of your life. He's the major part of your life. How can you share that? How can you take that and let even the young guys know that Jesus Christ needs to be a part of their life?
Yeah, I think it's awesome. I think just to share my story and talk about the life experiences that I have in this game, and I think talking about how all the earthly things that are available to you at this level will never satisfy the deeping longings of your soul. And if you want to be satisfied, there's only one way to be, and that's a follower of Jesus. So we talk about that. We talk about books we're reading, some scripture we have, we have Bible studies. We'll get together on the road. We'll just try to feed and pour into each other. And then if people are hungry or people want to know more, or we got to be prepared to talk to them in that setting too.
Nick Hundley, catcher for the San Francisco Giants. Nick, you got to stay in shape physically. There's no doubt about that. 162-game schedule, and you play it wears you down. How do you stay in shape spiritually?
Oh, man. Just by being with people that know Jesus and love Jesus. And one of my favorite verses is Acts 4:13. Peter and John are speaking in front of the Sanhedrin and talking. And sorry, there's a bunch of noise.
That's all right. The plane.
Yeah.
We're close to LaGuardia, and it's always planes. But go ahead.
Yeah, and people are talking about them and said they're unschooled, ordinary men, but they've recognized that they've been with Jesus. And that's what I want people to say about me, you know, that I have no special training. I just know Jesus, and I spend time with Jesus. And the more you spend time with the King, the more it's going to exude in your life.
That's the way I always close the interviews, and you've kind of got ahead of me there. You're awesome. Right on top. No, that's good. Your favorite verse. I always ask a player what their favorite verse is. And I've read you got another favorite verse. Tell me about John 16:33.
Man, I love John 16:33 just based on the trials that you're going to go through in your life. And Jesus, always being honest with you, says, in this world you have trouble. You know, it's not going to be easy. And you're going to go through hardships. You're going to go through bumps in the road. But take heart, for I've overcome the world. And it's awesome knowing that we serve a God who wins and is all-powerful and has done everything and lived a human life, fully man, and didn't sin and saved our souls. And that's who we praise and we worship. And that's somebody worthy to be praised in my eyes.
Nick Hundley, thanks for being a part of Face to Face. We'll be certainly praying for you, and good luck with the San Francisco Giants.
Thank you, Tom. Awesome.
All right, Nick Hundley, the San Francisco Giants catcher. We'll take a break and be back, so don't go away. You're listening to Face to Face. Welcome back to Face to Face. Hope you enjoyed our time with Nick Hundley. It was, as I said, that was a great time on a great day, and I want to thank my good friend Matt Hergis, who at the time was the bullpen coach for the Giants. He's now going to be, if they ever get baseball started, it's going to be the pitching coach for the Arizona Diamondbacks. But I want to thank Matt Hergis for setting that up for me, and always appreciate what Matt can do. He's got a lot of connections, and I always appreciate all the connections that he has. We've got a number of interviews up. We have been working for quite a while now on pulling some of the old interviews that we've had and allowing you to hear them. Some of the interviews that you hear go way back, but still, they're still interviews that are very timely. They're interviews that mean a lot. And all the interviews that we have up are, of course, from Christian ballplayers who share their faith, some of whom who have retired, but their testimony of Jesus Christ is still very important. And you can hear all of this at our website, and our website is at facetofaceradio.com. And we've also got some other new articles up there, and hope that you'll check that out, including a letter that I just recently wrote to a number of investors about some changes that are going to be coming in face-to-face, and I hope that you'll have a chance to look that over. Again, our website is facetofaceradio.com, and hope that you'll take an opportunity to look at that. And you can always hear face-to-face. You can hear it on whatever device you have as you're out walking or walking your dog. Or one thing the virus will not stop is the beautiful days. Just one of the things that I've been doing in my own quarantining is being able to just walk, spend time in the backyard, and just do a number of different things. And you know, God's creation will not go away, and that's one of the most beautiful things about life. So I hope that you'll check that out if you can. Well, we want to leave you with a verse today, and I always like verses from the Proverbs, and this one seems especially timely because I believe that in this virus, I believe that God is working. I'm seeing a lot more kindness. I'm seeing people who haven't necessarily talk to each other, who are now getting on social media and the telephone and getting a chance to reconnect. I've had a number of people call me and say, how are you doing? And I just wanted to check in, just wanted to make sure. And I think that's really, really important. And the verse that we have from Proverbs chapter 19, verse 21 says this: many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. So that's very important during this time, because you may think, well, God has abandoned us, God has left us, and nothing could be farther from the truth. God cares about us, cares about everything that we do, and he's there with us, and we're going to get through this, and when we get through this, God is going to be glorified. That's about it for us. We look forward to having you back next week. We'll have another Christian athlete. Till then, this is Tom Russ saying, remember this, no matter where you go, no matter what you do, be a good sport. Bye.
You've been listening to Face to Face with Tom Rust. For a free copy of today's program or for more information, please write to Face Ministries, P.O. Box 125, Columbus, Indiana 47202. You can also find us on the web at facetofaceradio.com. Join us again next week as Tom Rust goes face to face.